Rob Kardashian's Flat Tummy Tea album pushes Jay-Z's 444 back one spot. That and more here on Reality Check. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Reality Check.
This reminds me of my Honda Accord.
My
Honda Accord, it didn't go in reverse.
Oh my God.
And I had a sunroof though. And I had a Snoop Dogg doll in the back. With two Barbies. Can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Hoes on that crack. This hoes on a mission. This hoes on a crackpot. Hey ho, how you doing? Where you been? You're probably doing hoe stuff, cause there you ho again.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check. It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio with Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all? I'm not supporting the whole life.
Well, everyone was supporting it this week, because apparently we're going to jump into it, y'all. So, unfortunately, Ashley couldn't be with us because she had a big movie premiere or whatnot. What was it called? Do you remember?
I think, is she at the Detroit premiere?
Yep, boom.
That's what it is.
I was like, ooh, with Anthony Mackie. He's like number three after Michael Jordan.
He real cute.
Michael B. Jordan. All right, let's talk about it. So, obviously, the 4th of July, yes. While me and Courtney were melting in the sun, Twitter was just rampant.
We was running through the forest, and when we got down the hill, we was like, hey, what's going on?
Actually, I didn't really see it until July 5th, to be quite honest.
That's true.
I woke up, and I was just like, belly tea. So, Rob Kardashian. So we reported last week that Black China had tweeted something that, well, we didn't report, because ladies and gentlemen, you already know whatever we're talking about, like, we just talking about it, okay? Mm-hmm. So please keep your news sources someplace else, because this ain't the spot, okay? Go check out This Week, which we tape on Thursdays.
Yes.
But this show this on Sundays.
Opinionating.
Right. This is like a sober up conversation. All right, here we go. So Rob.
Yes, Rob.
In China. Last week we told you guys China, she tweeted out this thing that said single, happy, yada yada, which alluded to the fact that they had broken up. Where?
For the 9,567th time.
Mm-hmm. I woke up on July 5th and I looked at my phone and I was just like, Rob Kardashian was out here, y'all, and he was loaded with some pistols because apparently on the 4th of July, she didn't spend it with Rob.
No, she did.
Although he kind of makes it seem like she did, because he's saying that he fucked her and then left him to go fuck someone else named Ferrari. So what does Rob do?
Tacky.
Repossesses hers. You gonna fuck a man named Ferrari? I'm gonna take yours away. Now, apparently, Black China and this man Ferrari have been messing around for quite some time. Ferrari apparently had bought her, his manager says that he had bought in Black China, which is interesting because on the receipt it says spouse Black China.
Yeah, they said that he like put that in there because he was so in love.
The fact that you're using Black China as your spousal name
is a problem. Can I ask a question? Okay, before we like get too deep.
It's just so much. I don't even know where to start, really. But
my surface question. Who the fuck is Ferrari? What is that? Is that your name? Are you a rapper? Where'd you come from? Should I know who Ferrari is?
Look, my thing is the fact that you're a rapper.
Oh, so he is a rapper.
I don't know what he really does. I mean, I'm assuming with the name Ferrari.
Is that what he classifies
Honestly,
himself as?
I did everything in my power to try to not click on anything of his.
I was like, are
I had
you a rapper?
To like see what his response was.
Are you a model?
And I was just like, sir. And the fact that he had a man, once I saw he had a manager, I just had to click to another fucking page. Sir, you are talking about you spent money on another woman, but you wearing another man's robe. That is gay. That is fucking weird.
Ooh,
I'm sorry, money. But it's weird. That's weird. You're wearing another man's robe and then blasting like,
it's tacky and just not mannish at all.
You're a boss, first of all, you're going to be in
your own Versace
your own house.
In your own Versace. House. Yeah. Yes.
Question. Yeah, then you're talking about Medusa. She bit motherfuckers in the back. Like, stop. Ferrari?
Medusa bit somebody in the back. Medusa turned people to stone.
This is your biggest come up, so I understand why you're doing it. Because then apparently he texted Rob, because Rob was out here like, fuck it. You know what? This hoe want to spread her legs and put them everywhere, so I'm going to put our text messages everywhere. And he did. He basically showed the text messages between him and Ferrari, which said, hey, I've been fucking her for some time. I got the smash on lock. which that verbiage is disgusting.
I've got the smash on lock.
And more so of everything, as I continue this entire story, Black China, I know you're not listening, but if you are, like, let's just keep Dream at the forefront of this entire conversation and think what she would be thinking about 5 to 10 years from now. I know you ain't worried about that, but I'm just saying.
Not to quote Jackie Christie, but it could turn into a situation where people would be like, oh, it doesn't matter what, you know, she's doing for Dream, because it's a build-a-hoe situation. So she's going to furnish and model Dream after what she's doing, and that is building a hoe to be hoish in her own life and make it successful. I hope that's not the
case. Kris Jenner is not allowing that.
Is she not really? Because kind of that's what she did with her own kids.
Yeah, but it's like hoeing them off in different ways. Although I gotta say, honestly, Black China is really smart, because this entire time all she's done is promote lip gloss.
Yes.
And I'm like, all right, girl.
Lip gloss and...
Can't promote flat belly tea anymore because they probably took you off their roster.
After Rob blasted you for having plastic surgery. I'm sorry. I don't know why that was the best part of it all for me, but it was the best part.
Because
me.
It's like, we already knew. Yeah. Like, thank you for telling us shit we already know.
And did y'all... But a lot of people did know, which is what's funny, because all those people in the middle of America that's like, oh my God, I'm going to be like Black China and I'm suddenly going to have a big old butt and big old titties.
All
and a
flat belly tea is, all it does is make these hot people shit. Yes. They're just sitting in their fucking toilet like...
And the reality is, you could drink green tea and have pretty much a similar effect.
Yeah, or you could go to the diuretic. Dollar store and get the fucking dietary tea for a dollar, which is like the real shit, no pun intended. Knock it right on out of you. All right, so Ferrari apparently bought $140,000 worth of jewelry to be...
How does he have $140,000? Ferrari, who are you?
But can I just honestly say, please. I'm questioning... I'm going to put these two stories together, okay. And I'm going to be messy.
Okay.
Because this is the platform
I'm
for
gonna it. I'm going to just sit here and eat my cake and listen.
So apparently he spent $140,000 to be delivered on July 5th of jewelry to Black China, which got returned... You returned the shit?
He returned
because it. Rob was calling out all the shit that he bought on July 5th. So you felt, oh, well, this man's calling out all this money. So you felt like your $140K wasn't enough? Like you wearing another man's enough. Robe? And then you didn't even get the bitch you was fucking something? Mm-mm. Ferrari might be the winner in this.
He would. I wouldn't buy her anything.
Ferrari might be the winner in this.
I would wear the robe and put my name all over social media and be like, oh... Now everybody knows who's Ferrari is. And but I never bought her anything.
It's like 20 to 30,000 leagues below the sea of Safari.
I mean...
Like, at least Safari had talent.
Well,
like,
know,
we believe that, like...
That's not the world we live in. Maybe Ferrari has talent. How do you know? We don't even know who Ferrari is.
I mean, I'm assuming he's talented below the waist, below the robe.
I mean, he might be talented from the neck up. We never know. We don't know what skills he had and what he was doing for Miss Black China.
For Miss Black China, because if it was musically, I'm sure we would have already heard of him. Anyways,
is she trying to be a rapper too?
Who?
Black China.
I don't know, but I keep dying at that one where they show the skin bleaching thing, where they're like, what Black China looked like on the inside to what she looked like on the inside. All right, but to continue down this line, some other things that Rob came out to say. That he bought a booty job for $250,000 or a surgery for $250,000.
Did that seem like a lot to you? Well, it was a body surgery, so it wasn't just like, it was probably like a tummy tuck.
Well, no,
like
it was
lipo.
I mean, what I'm adding up, it was $250,000 and then another $100,000.
$300,000 is a lot for
but
what
not
is.
Not really. When I hear it, like, I have some homegirls.
I mean,
that
but now they can do,
shit,
but they
like,
can do boob jobs now for like 10 grand.
Yeah,
so.
But they want it from a specific person. I'm sure Black China's like, who do your sisters go to?
Well, fair enough. But I'm still like, what y'all did you get, girl? Like, what are they doing? Because that means, like, I feel like that's a full body sculpt. Like, you got your boobs lifted, they sucked out.
She got
your love
the Onika
handles,
Mirage.
They injected your booty. You know, I mean, Onika's didn't go too well either because her booty deflated at one point and she had to go get that dick. Y'all need to stop doing this stuff. Do y'all watch Botched?
For real. All right. So then China tweeted out this interesting story because I think it's so funny that all the memes that were going out, it was also the ones that were making me laugh was the one. It was like, Rob got five sisters and ain't nothing happened to Black China. But then Black China tweeted at Rob that she's apparently been keeping it on the low, but apparently her sisters, Rob's sisters, beat her up.
Stop it.
China.
We know they can't fight, girl.
Who beat you up?
They did not.
Who stepped to you? Chloe?
Absolutely not.
Chloe? Absolutely. If Chloe stepped to you, Black China, all she had for you was a question in an aggressive tone. Maybe Courtney, I could see on a drunk night, might have like tried to slap you, but probably fell
down. See, if anything, I feel like Chloe would be the only one that would even attempt to throw hands at any point.
Really?
Because I feel like Chloe would be the one that thinks she's the most like, I could be, ugh, oh, I could hit you.
I don't buy that from Chloe at all.
It's not about buying it. I think it's an act, and I don't think she could actually beat somebody up if she wanted to.
See, to me, Courtney is the only one that actually...
I don't think Courtney cares.
Just because she has kids, so at this point in her life, she like...
Courtney would be like, y'all are stupid. Why are you fighting? Let's go eat vegan cheese and drink some wine.
Speaking of stupid, so T.I. spoke out. He basically came out with a bunch of celebrities. Snoop Dogg
was about my baby daddy.
Girl, bye. Your baby daddy. A mess.
I'm totally
you want to talk about the men I be turning my heads to.
Look, me and T.I. have an old relationship.
No, you don't.
It's only the relationship vocally, because listening to him makes me happy. He got a southern draw. I'm country.
But I'm just like, I can't with people who try to sound smart but then are stupid.
He's not stupid.
Yes, he is.
How is he stupid?
He's hypocritical. Listen to what he said.
He's a misogynist, and just like most other rappers, especially Black men at that age, like, he's just a misogynist. Like,
I'm tired of us accepting certain
it's
shit.
Not
the
accepting.
Other thing I'm accepting,
people are who they
is
are.
This. Stop calling Black China a feminist for her doing this. And people are like, oh, because if a man slept with this many people,
we wouldn't
be upset tripping. No, hold on. That's still fucking wrong. Nobody out here is like, yeah, men, go fuck all the bitches you want. There are a group of people that do that. Just like there's a group of people who are fucking out there and racist. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, and wear white fucking skull caps. Like, I'm just saying.
But we don't brand men the way we brand
but
women.
But that's society. So that doesn't mean, oh, let's all just now be fucking hoes. No, that means men fucking do better. I'm sorry. Like, to sit here and say, oh, Black China, what she's doing for the what community?
I mean, maybe it's the community that she in. I mean, you know, dancers. Hookers, you know, maybe they like trying to make they come up.
Yo, I can't. T.I. came out to say that Rob was a duck and he got played and just shut up, yada yada yada. So then Rob was like, bitch, shut up. You paid my wife to fuck you and your wife.
I'm sorry, say what you want. To me, Rob didn't win in that argument.
Because that
only means that you hooked up and made a child with a known hooker. There's no confusion. Like, we all knew China was a dancer and was hoeing, probably. T.I. paying her to do what her job is only is proof that you chose to make a child.
I think Robin
with a known
Tiny
hooker
should hook up together.
No,
because they both have like just insecurities within themselves that they just don't love themselves. Because Tiny, the fact that you brought T.I. on stage after you publicly announced that he was sleeping with, like, and then you sang him a song?
But
no.
Okay, you gotta understand. That's like a real deep love that went back many, many years.
No.
I mean, they've been together since they were young.
I understand why they've been together for so long. But it gets to a point after that many years where I'm like, you have to have a, you know how I keep telling you, like, I got this snap in the front of my head?
Yeah.
Like, she got to have a snap in the front of that forefront. You know what I'm saying? Just take that closure off, girl, and let it snap off.
She did snap. She filed for divorce. She's the one that filed.
And then you brought him on stage and sang.
Oh, man, she don't still love him.
Amazon.
And they got a new baby together.
So then Rob came out to say all that. And then T.I. got caught by TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
And said, you don't tell women's business. If a woman confides in you, keep it quiet. How are you going to get pussy after this? The same way you're getting pussy after bitches know that you out here doing the fucking most. Bitches will fuck Rob. Literally, to me, like, honestly, Rob has the easiest out in this situation. But he needs to get, and we'll talk about the drug thing right after this. Because I believe in order for Rob to PR himself, Kris Jenner, pull it together, but I know it's not going to be you that does this. Rob needs to join Jenny Craig or something.
No, he can't. No, no, he can't.
If Rob loses weight,
he just needs to
and
go.
And sells these socks.
He can't get, he can't do it though with Jenny Craig. Like, he can't do like a public Herbalife. Thing. Yes, no, it can't be a public thing. Rob need to go away to like Austria. No. Okay? He needs to like go to the mountains, mm-hmm. get one with nature, and just pop back in Hollywood looking fine as hell with his daughter, being an amazing dad, selling his Prince Arthur socks. Sell you some socks.
Some but $50 socks.
He just needs to go because he looks like the biggest pussy in the world right now. Like, in the end, we were entertained because we're like, oh my God, all this stuff. But you look like a bitch that you had to put all that out to air out your feelings. Like,
that's
you just
so
look
crazy.
Like a bitch.
I don't look at it like that.
He looked like a big, like, really, dude, you a grown ass man and you have a child.
But everybody involved in this entire story is a bitch. Literally everyone in Hollywood is a bitch.
Yeah, but he's also trying to claim all this shit that you're so horrible to your daughter and so horrible for your daughter, but you're doing more damage to your daughter by exposing it to the rest of the world than she's doing it secretly. Like, you're making it everybody's business. It was one thing when it was bad enough between the two of y'all, but now everybody in the world know. And you made everybody in the world know or think that your girl, your baby mama, had a baby out of spite and don't give a shit about her kid. And you told everybody.
But I mean,
not just your family. You told everybody. And that's never cool.
I'm
that
sorry.
Is not cool.
If
your
it's
baby,
the truth, though?
No, it is not cool. You, there's a lot of truth.
Then it's
but
not
you
cool.
Don't
you,
talk
can, you cannot, on the day you're supposed to come pick up your daughter, you're going to send me a picture of in my house.
The bottom
with
line.
With another man.
That's about y'all's relationship.
Sure
that has
is.
Nothing
you
to
married
do
a
with
Kardashian.
Your child.
It,
what,
you
my
married
point,
a Kardashian.
I'm
just
talking
like
about their
stripper.
Child.
He married a stripper.
I'm talking
she
about their child. I'm still talking about their child.
It has nothing to do with their child. Their child is a Kardashian.
Whoa. It has everything to do with their child. That's my point. You can come
she
for
branded
your,
the child's name, right?
You can come for that woman as much as you want. But every time you come for her, you are also coming for your child because that child is always going to have that woman as her mother. So as much as it hurts and as much as you upset, whatever, whatever, your ass needs to be the grown up in the situation and take care of your baby.
But there's
point
no
blank grown period.
Ups in the situation.
I'm not saying that there are, but I'm saying that he's trying to play it like I'm the one that's doing right. I'm the one that's this. China's on drugs. You accepted all of that, all of that, and now you are putting it out in public atmosphere for your child to come back and see in a couple years, because kids these days looking at the internet by the time they're 5 years old. That's not cool.
I think it's already out there. I think she's been posting whatever pictures she wants
some
to post out there.
Some stuff is going
to
be
so
out there.
The fact is,
but your
is
relationship
that people are making these claims about her. And at the end of the day, these are two children. Rob is a Kardashian. You know what comes with the Kardashians. Everything in your life will be exposed if you become a part of the Kardashian family. That's what it is. That's the game that they play. The same day that all this is happening, Chyna ain't worried about nothing. She's out here promoting her lip gloss and then taking more pictures with other dudes and then sending them to Rob. And then you're going to get your lawyers talking about you want a restraining order. Girl, how are you going to get a restraining order when you out here going onto his page and liking the shit and commenting on it?
Because in the end, it's still illegal for him to post it.
But she sent it to him.
It's still illegal.
I don't know if it really is, though.
I mean, that's the whole point. Like, it whether or not he will actually be convicted is one thing, but it is technically illegal for him to post private naked whatever of anything
but
that
that's what I'm saying
you.
Like I'm like she wasn't naked in the picture of her kissing him
that
like,
was
this will just
one.
Be so interesting
we're talking about the vagina picture
the
like that's
shots.
What that became an issue is when he posted her vagina and posted her ass like the kissing picture the video was one
I mean,
thing
he paid
but it was
for
everything
it. It's his
he claimed it was his wife it's technically not his
he owns it well when did she get the surgery before or after the
but
marriage?
That's not that wasn't like a contracted deal like I give you surgery I will send you porn that was between the two of them that was supposed to have nothing to do with what the surgery and the rings and all of that was for. Or he wouldn't have been mad. because that would have been the transaction.
You keep your business to yourself. You don't send pictures of yourself with another man to try and make somebody spiteful. Because if you know your man is a spiteful motherfucker and he got receipts and he all he got to do is open up a box of receipts, bitch, you probably shouldn't send him an extra receipt.
That's why y'all both irresponsible as fuck, because in the end, as shitty as she is, her shittiness will always come to light to your kid, whether you did anything or not. And you should have been the big person for your kid, because you fucking up for your kid too, just as much as she is. And it doesn't help your kid for her to have a fucked up mama and a fucked up daddy. Like, if you know how mama fucked up, then stop. You don't be fucked up too, because at least she'll have you.
Because realistically, Rob, the best way to have gone about all of this was to just collect all of the data. You bring it to court.
Thank you.
And you take the child away.
And take the child away. And
because she clearly is showing the case that she can't be a mom.
It's child and family court. That is sealed. Because
she bouncing around from house to house to house.
But the reality is that they both fucked up, and he doing some shady shit, probably doing some stuff he ain't supposed to be doing too. And y'all, that's why y'all was together to begin with, and that's why you didn't see all this crazy stuff coming, supposedly.
All the pill popping kids.
I don't want to accuse, but you know, but it looks a little bit like, you know, K. Michelle doing lines in her videos talking about everybody doing lines everywhere. Like, y'all just it's just terrible.
It's just too much. We living in our last days.
It's the dark days, honey.
Speaking of Kardashians, so there's been this whole tea with the Kanye and the Jay-Z and yada yada, and their beef is through their beef is through Tidal. But some reports have been coming out that actually it all stems from Kim K and Beyonce.
Lies.
And that Kanye is upset because apparently, well, so the rumor is that Kim sent Beyonce some baby gifts or whatever, and Beyonce apparently didn't accept them, which that is allegedly false. Yeah. That Beyonce did not return anything. She accepted whatever was given to her. But Kanye takes it a little further back to him claiming that he just felt like Kim and Beyonce should have been closer and been put into certain situations to where they could have gotten to know each other better. And he feels that it was just kind of shady that the two didn't get along. Some people don't like each other.
And, like, that's, like, the bottom line is still, like, when you're friends and then, like, a friend gets married and you're not really about their spouse, generally it's just best to, like, be cordial when you have to be, but you ain't trying to hang out all the time because you know you don't like them and y'all don't click. So I don't really know that it's real grown up of you, Kanye, to be upset about that. Because it feels like you were trying to force Kim in a position that
maybe she didn't even really care.
She probably didn't
at first, like, probably like, yeah, Beyonce. But then when she probably met her and Beyonce
was like
Virgo shade, like, and she was probably like, no, I don't know if I really fuck with her like that.
I'm good. And
because Kim makes her money, she good.
Kim makes her money. She has her friends. She does her thing. She's friends with Lala. Like, she's friends with whoever is in that crew. Like, why are you trying to force Beyonce to, like, because in the end, Beyonce works a lot and is, like, traveling, and, like, she has her unit that seems to be pretty close and pretty small. We don't really see Beyonce with a girl squad. Like, she just might be a chick that's about what she's doing and is good friends with her sister and maybe her, you know, Destiny's Child people, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? And because Gwyneth has been around with Chris Martin and all of them, like, for years. So why you mad? Like, everybody's just not gonna get along and be friends, y'all, just because y'all are all famous together.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody got time for that. And some people, and being all the way real, you knew what you were marrying. And say what you want, we can all be like, a lot of us can be like, we respect where the Kardashians were able to take themselves and whatever, but some people will never feel okay with what the Kardashian brand was and how they became what they are.
Yes, 100% agree with that. I don't think that's even the
case. I don't think that's the case with Beyonce
because it's like, girl, if we want to sit here and talk, you know, I mean, we could put the two in category. Obviously, Beyonce has vocal talent beyond anything, but it does get to a point where it's like, if two people meet each other
and they don't vibe,
because
don't
vibe. I can't imagine the conversation that Kim would try to have.
I still can't imagine what the hell Kim and Kanye talking about other than fucking. Like, I don't know what y'all talk about.
Fabrics.
I've never, colors, but even in that, pastels. Because Kim is not fashion. Like, she became that because Kanye, like, he, remember when he, like, overhauled her closet and told her she couldn't wear any of this? Like, that would, but like that never seemed to be something she was that. She was very California girl, like doing whatever she did, and like, but I never saw her like as a super style. Yeah. Like I like that wasn't a thing. So I don't know what they would talk about at all. I wonder that now. Other than like, I'm attracted to you and I want to sleep with you. Obviously, they found some stuff, perhaps.
Switching, speaking of marriage, do you feel, we kind of talked about it last week a little bit, but Kenya Moore got married to Mark Daly, and Bravo is saying that she signed the contract, and they feel that she knew she was going to get married, didn't tell them, and now they're questioning if she should come back to the show.
Okay, this is what I will say about that. I say kudos to Kenya, because that makes me feel even more like the marriage was real, because she tried to protect it. On the other hand, as a producer, I would be pissed if I was a producer on Real Housewives. Like, girl, really? Like, we've been doing all these fake relationships for you all this time, and you finally got exactly a real one, and you don't even include us? Totally get both sides of it. I actually think if Kenya is continuing to be for real about her relationship, she needs to be off of Real Housewives.
I agree.
So I think maybe they should part ways, because I think that they're both right and they should separate and be done. I don't necessarily need Kenya on the Housewives anymore.
Honestly, and like, because she's saying that her storyline has been building to this, what is it, IVF?
Oh, IVF for getting pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah, IVF.
So she's like saying that her storyline has been building to this moment. And I'm like, no, your storyline has been, you keep on having these fake relationships and we're waiting for an actual real one. Now you finally got it, and you ain't gonna show it to us.
Because nobody cares about you having a baby for real. Like, we was trying to hope you to get a good man, like, and figure out how. And we were hoping for you to figure out that you was also crazy and work your crazy out so you could be in a good relationship.
Because at first I was kind of like, okay, it's kind of like a Big Papa situation. But at least with Big Papa, she was involving us in the life. Her kids were involved. Yeah. Like, we were seeing that. Kenya, what are you getting, girl? Bye.
For you, girl. Like, yeah, I'm happy for you, and I hope it's real, and I hope it lasts forever, because you was concerning.
Who I'm concerned for is Miss Karen Huger over at Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yes, Karen.
Because we've been trying to figure out all season what has been the tea, the deal, the word on the street. Because Giselle thought she was the word on the street, but she didn't know the word on the street. Well, apparently a $1.468 million lien has been gone against Mr. the Black Bill Gates, Ray Huger. And that's only one. Because he's a former IBM executive, but he is the president and chief officer of
Paradigm Systems or something.
Solutions, yeah. And he has a $3.06 million tax
lien. So basically they owe about $5 million to the IRS at this point.
And they just got this new house, which is why they're renting it. And so if you've been watching just put it up there, whatever it is. If you've been kind of watching Real Housewives of Potomac and you see this kind of build up towards the reunion and this party that Karen just had, they've been spending money and keeping some secrets.
But not spending money for real, because like the ending of the party, there was no food, there was no liquor, there was just barely liquor, because they was complaining about drinks coming around and that there was no bar. And they had some dancers and some random themage going on, but it was like, girl, what are you doing? And why are you in this house if you were downsizing? So, very interesting. I'm always baffled. Like, you know this is just going on in your life when you go on a TV show.
Why on it and try to be grander? Like, the thing is, it's called reality TV. And I know we live in a society where people are like, oh my God, you wore the same shirt twice. Like, yeah, I fucking wore the same shirt twice. Because I only have so many fucking shirts in my fucking closet. Yeah. Like, what?
It's just weird. I just don't understand, like, how you as a person, instead of just being, because that's one thing I will respect to a degree about Robin's story on that show. Yep. Like, even though it got revealed in layers, obviously, like, you don't have to come out and give all your business in the beginning, but to show that, like, yeah, we used to have a lot, and suddenly, like, we're trying to figure out, like, this person stole money from us, and now we don't, blah, 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 blah. Like, why are you trying to pretend? Like, none of that is the case. When you owe $5 million, that's not a small bill.
No.
To the IRS. That's not a small bill. most of it's from your company, so there's debate there as to like how that could have happened, whatever. But still, even if it's just the $1.5 million on your personal taxes, that's a lot of money that you haven't paid the government. And then to know that you're moving around because you're probably trying to figure out how to restructure, like, why not just be real about it? Like, we had a messed up accountant and we let them handle everything because we didn't know what was going on, and now we're in this situation. It happens to people all the time. Like, be real about it.
Claim bankruptcy.
Or just tell, or just be like, we got to move to a cheaper house and we need to rent it so that the government can't take it. Or we got to sell the house we in right now just so we can pay the government. Because everybody, it's public record what you sell your house for. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a secret. So everybody knew you sold it for under what
under
it was
and worth. You said it was a big cash offer.
It was a cash offer because you needed the cash to get to the government. Is that what happened? Because there was a lien. Like, stop playing. Be real. It's reality TV.
Speaking of reality TV, Miss Phaedra Parks is pumping them brakes.
Where's she at?
She's pumping them brakes because Apollo is basically, you know, he's trying to make his little money and get this coin out of the divorce.
Are they still trying to get divorced?
Yep. And apparently he wants all of her financial records to be shown.
Amen.
And she is putting it's called a protective and confidentiality order on them. So that it can't all be exposed into the public, because she feels that he's doing this in a vindictive way and that he wants to try to basically kind of like out whatever the situation is. Who knows who he's friends with and whatnot. So she's doing everything in her power.
That's weird.
To X this out.
I think he just want to make sure he ain't getting cheated. Because he didn't know what was really going on financially.
I agree. So, you guys know my friend is in the prison
You got a friend in prison hanging out with Apollo and Joe Giudice or whatever his
Joe
name is.
Joe Giudice. So, here's some little tea. Apparently, Joe Giudice is a pussy in the prison.
Who's surprised by that?
I don't know. Like, I guess because he's big on camera. I don't know. I never...
He's like 5 foot I stopped watching the show. And, like, doesn't, like...
Because he would always act up, but when he was against the other Joe would always shut him down.
Wait, well,
but that's how they explained.
But the other
the
Joe
suit.
Was also super emotional and like always yelling and like whatever. And they were just fighting each other like brothers fight each other, not like, oh, I could see you step into some real thugs.
No, but
and,
apparently
like,
Joe Giudice gets like, but what's it called? Sunned a lot. Like they'd be like, nah, go back in your room.
I buy that. And he's also just... older. Like nobody, like he's not trying to be with the like big. Thug kids that are in jail.
And apparently Apollo keep his mouth real quiet too.
Apollo just trying to get out.
And that girl becoming that girl that was on this season, she becoming all the time to come see her man.
And Apollo's already done an 8-year bid or a 7-year bid, like, so he's just trying to buy his time until make sure his money right when he come out so he can do something, get him a show, because after this one he knows he's been on television. Like before then he hadn't been on TV. He done been on TV now, so he know they got a story that is willing to come and like find out what's really going on. So he got to do right, so he get out. Maybe leaving a little bit early, and he'll have a show.
Whoa, whoa! All right, y'all. So you know, every week we get something special to tell you. You know what
special
I mean? But
to
this
share.
Week we're back with the Blue Apron,
yeah,
the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. They have established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. As a result, seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch.
Oh, yes.
Beef, chicken, and pork come from responsibly raised animals. And also, you guys, cooking together builds strong family bonds. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly 3 times more often. And those who spend a lot at restaurants or high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 a person for a delicious meal. And that is a real comment right
That's
there
a real
because
comment.
It is delicious.
It is fantastic food.
Some featured upcoming meals. Seared chicken and creamy pasta salad with summer squash and sweet peppers.
That's a new one.
Okay.
I haven't had that.
Creamy shrimp rolls with quick pickles and sweet potato wedges.
What are quick pickles?
I don't know. This is all new. Fresh basil fettuccine pasta with sweet corn and cubanelle pepper. And then chili butter steaks with Parmesan potatoes and spinach right there. That's mine.
I'm not mad at any of that.
Thank you.
Honey.
But what we guys would love for you guys to do, we want you guys to understand that it is affordable for less than $10 a person a meal. There's a variety. You guys can choose from a variety of new recipes each week. It's flexible. You guys can customize your recipes each week. It's easy, guaranteed. It promises that every ingredient is guaranteed fresh.
And they not lying, y'all. They will, when you get those packages, that produce, I was impressed.
I was like, I kept my shrimp for quite some time.
Because I was like, oh, this ain't gonna be like, it is so fresh and so good, and you can taste. It's sort of like when you go to the farmer's market versus like you go to Kroger or you go to Ralph's. Like, you can taste the difference between the organic versus the non-organic food and that kind of thing. They do a great job with their produce. Like, it is,
and it's packaged
delicious.
Beautifully.
It's packaged nice. It's packaged clear. For those of you that are scared to cook or don't know how to cook, it's very easy to follow. Like, it is not a thing at all.
And so you guys can check out this week's menu and get your first three meals for free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/realitycheck. You guys will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home cooking meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/realitycheck.
Get on it,
so make
y'all.
Sure you guys do it. That's free food. Okay,
free food. Go get your free food.
You know who we need to send it to is Miss Tierra Marie, because she apparently is in rehab.
Oh,
try
no.
to go to rehab. So Young Berg tweeted out,
dang, why is Young Berg treating it out?
I know. Well, he said that sir, you weren't on, you've been on Love and Hip Hop, that was how many years
ago? I was gonna
ago?
say, I'm like, you weren't even on the like last two seasons.
So he tweeted out that apparently he feels bad that Tierra Marie is in rehab and that he can't believe that Mona is recording this, because apparently this is going to be on Love and Hip Hop.
Oh,
holiday.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then he said, it's such a shame because the song me and her did together
really
was
Berg.
Good.
Really Berg.
But now, and then he did this face. And for you listening, that was the scratching of the chin.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, sending positivity to Tierra Marie.
Except that it's being recorded, so I don't really know how I feel that that's a positive situation. And it's being recorded for Love and Hip Hop, not for, like, intervention.
Right, like TLC. Like, then I'd be like, okay, wow, Tierra really taking, you know, the reins.
Good luck, girl.
I guess y'all will see it when it's on.
Is it on yet?
I don't know.
Is Hollywood
You know
back?
I don't do that show
yeah,
anymore.
I don't do it anymore.
All right. Facebook. We told you guys they're going to be launching their own television programming.
Oh, God.
So I, you know, again, sports, worst person for this. But apparently there's this guy, LeVar Ball.
Don't know who that is.
He is a newly drafted Laker.
Hey.
And apparently that's interesting to people.
Is he cute?
No, he's like older and like has like kids.
He can't be that
like,
old. He's getting drafted by
the
Lakers.
Well, he look old. I don't know. I didn't think he looked cute.
Oh,
I think
geez.
He looked like someone's father.
We're shallow.
I am.
It's somebody's dad.
Welcome to Sunday on Reality Check. Catch me tomorrow on AfterBuzz. I'll be a little more serious. No, but so apparently there's no launch date. There's no. Tell about how long these episodes will be.
So what, like it's like a docuseries about
yes.
him? Okay.
Him and his family and how crazy it is that he now got drafted into the Lakers and how that affects his family. And
who's excited about that? Let me know.
Yeah, honestly.
Because maybe Jesse was just like downgrading the pitch.
No, the pitch was like how we be seeing some pitches.
Okay.
Like it was like, hey.
Is that what we're doing? Okay.
So, and I just don't know him, because you know I'm very bold. I'll tell y'all, if I don't be watching the sports. So maybe he is, like, this was a big thing. I didn't see him on the cover of the ESPN body issue, so it's out of my realm. Which, by the way, what's his name? Ezekiel, that man?
I don't even know.
Oh, no,
I
that
know
thick
he had a big
man
thigh
with
booty.
All that thigh got leaked his pictures from the photo shoot, the
hey,
behind the scenes.
Daddy. Really? I'm going to have to go find those online. Okay, bro.
I aspire to be a thickness. I really don't, but I aspire to have it. All right. And then I'm just going to reality check reality. I'm really going to just reality X this. Actually, while I do this, before I actually tell a story, Steven, can you look up German model Martina Big?
Oh, you are not talking about the black lady with the boobs.
You called her black.
Well, the wannabe black lady with the boobs.
Y'all, so there is a German white model by the name of Martina Big. Please pull that up. So she tweeted out how excited she was because she spent thousands of dollars to become a black woman. Moving forward, she will be spending more money, as she says, to meet with hairdressers to get hair extensions. She said, it's such a wonderful feeling that my next consultations for butt enhancements is coming up and African facial features.
I mean, like, because right now I feel like she looked like a really, and I didn't even know it was possible to be a more busted version of Donatella Versace, but like, I feel like that's where it went. It was like leathery and weird and color, like, girl.
If Donatella Versace and then what was the one with Rob Schneider where he walks in, she, did you say steak?
Ooh, what is that?
Oh my god, animal. Where Deuce Bigelow, where he walks in, the big girl's sitting there. And he said, oh, this must have been a mistake. She said, did you mean steak?
Okay. I was thinking about something about Mary when the super tan lady, too, that looked like leather skin. Like, that's what that looked like. You don't suddenly look like a black woman. Like, you just...
Yo, this is what Kim Kardashian's going to look like.
Stop.
I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
Kylie Jenner.
Stop. That's terrible.
I'm kidding. That's Black China. I mean... just kidding.
I just don't even know. But I mean,
if
should we be like, I mean, in the end, I feel like it's sort of
she
like,
wants to be the
girl, you want black girl features and not just like taking pieces of the black woman that are sort of signature and like exalting.
Because
you're
going to get outcasted more than in.
Girl, do you? Like, it's a mess. And them boobs are like, it's a mess. She needs therapy. I can't even breathe.
Like, honestly, there's like, on Venice Beach, there is this place that's called The Freak Show, and, like, they would probably hire you, girl.
Because, like, what is... Like, you should be unbotched. What's going on with your boobs? Like, that wig. Like, I don't even know what to do with you, woman. Like, oh, honey. Oh, jeez.
So that happened. That... All this stuff happened this week, and we were just here talking about
it. That's, like, real life. Like, somebody really thought, like, ooh, this is a good idea. I'm gonna do that. Yeah. That's what I'm gonna do. And a doctor helped her.
I'm in the wrong field, because Rob Kardashian paying these doctors, this bitch paying these doctors. I'm out here like, can I shove some fucking plastic in a bitch?
Yeah.
And I ain't talking about a condom. We want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up every single week at Reality Check here at BHL Online across all social media platforms. You guys can subscribe to us if you guys are driving in your car. You want to catch up on some old tea. Subscribe to us on iTunes, the podcast, Reality Check, Black Hollywood Live. Rate us. Leave us some commentary. We would appreciate it. And then down in the comments here on YouTube, leave us your comments. We want to know what you guys think, because I love coming back and seeing all the tea when
y'all,
you guys
like,
be hating
woman
on what we be talking about, loving about what we be talking about, you know what I'm saying? So just leave it down below and
leave
I might
below,
respond
y'all.
Courtney, where can everyone follow you?
I'm everywhere on Instagrams and Twitters at Stuart Starlet.
Boom, hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined. I almost said buzz you later.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.